WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Commentator Jan Harald Brunvand tracks urban legends. Today he shares the one about the choking Doberman.
I heard a dog story recently from a couple of people in the Midwest who wondered whether it qualifies as an urban legend. It seems that a young woman who lived alone returned home to find her Doberman choking. She immediately drove the dog to her veterinarian. The vet informed her that it might take several hours to correct the problem, so he told her to return home and he would call her up later. Her phone was ringing when she unlocked her door, and it was the vet. To her amazement, he told her to leave the house immediately. No questions, just leave. The police arrived a few moments later, for the vet had also called them. They searched the house, and they found a burglar hiding in the hall closet, clutching his bloody hand. The Doberman had been choking on two of the burglar's fingers, which it had bitten off. I told my sources of the story that they guessed correctly, because this grim episode is fiction, not fact. The choking Doberman is a classic example of an old European legend updated with modern American themes. The ancestor of the story is a legend from Wales, in which Prince Llewellyn returns home, where he's left his hunting hound guarding the baby. He discovers the dog collapsed at the open door, covered with blood. The prince looks inside to see the baby's crib overturned and empty. Believing that the dog has attacked the child, the prince kills the animal, only to find when he actually enters the home that the baby is safe, and a huge wolf that the dog had fought off is lying dead on the floor. While many Welsh folk regard this story as a true incident, the essential plot occurs elsewhere in Europe and in the Middle East. In crossing the Atlantic, this European story first became The Trapper and His Dog, a Yukon tragedy. Eventually, it mutated away from the baby being saved into our modern account of a young urban woman living alone who is saved by her dog. The wolf turns into a human intruder. The number of fingers varies, along with the breed of dog, the hiding place of the intruder, and the exact words of the veterinarian. The first time I heard the choking Doberman story, it reminded me of another urban legend about a babysitter who receives threatening phone calls. An operator succeeds in tracing one of the calls and then warns her to get out of the house right away, no questions asked. It turns out that the caller has been phoning from an upstairs extension and that the warning comes in the nick of time, for he's just coming downstairs, knife in hand. In both legends, we have a telephoned warning against a hidden intruder. The near victim in these legends is almost always a young, single woman, and the burglar and rescuer are males. It is sometimes mentioned that the woman's father or boyfriend gave her the Doberman, or he recommended that she get one for her protection. So urban legends also often perpetuate cultural stereotypes. I've heard the choking Doberman story told by both men and women. For men, the story portrays women as helpless victims. For women, it reveals a world in which men are both threatening and authoritative.
Jan Harald Brunvand is a professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah.